The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Viewers of Madani Channel, as it is our norm that we start off by listening something about the specificalities of the Dulud and sending salutation upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is reported, or the summary of a hadith, that we just have got to send a large number of Durud upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For verily our Durud and salutation reach the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi salatan wa salaman alayka ya Rasulallah. Viewers of Madani Channel, it is always a pleasure, and we thank Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal for His grace and His bounty, that this time around when it comes, we know that it will be the time of something, seeking something about knowledge, to hear something which can, sharpen our life in this dunya as well as in the hereafter. So in this, with this in mind, we still continue with the episode, The Path of Knowledge, whereby we are now in the avenue of listening the benefits of knowledge coming from the ahadith, coming from the hadith literature. So without wasting much of your time, we just want to go straight to the hadith, which we are want to deduce some madani pearl, which will tell us the importance of knowledge. We have narrated, or we have listened to many ahadith, which we quoted in the previous episodes. And we mentioned most of the hadith coming from Sahih al-Bukhar, Sahih al-Muslim, Imam al-Tirmidhi, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhim. We still continue with the ahadith, and by this time around, let me just try to nod my head and to say that I agree and acknowledge that we cannot do justice and finish all the ahadith which are there, but it's only nubdha we select here and there, only to boost the morale, to show the importance of knowledge for the scholars, to give them something, you know, a iman bite, you can say that is a snake bite for them to, to keep on pursuing more and more. And as for those people who are not yet starting in this marvelous course, which is the seeking of knowledge, we have got to try to, urge one and all that it is now high time that we start. Starting off with today, we are going to listen from a hadith which is coming from the book called Al-Mustadrak by Imam Al-Hakim, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. He said in his Al-Mustadrak, وقال, he said, that is the Imam Al-Hakim, before saying to the hadith, he said, عن النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم, on the authority of the Holy Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, أنه قال, that the beloved Nabi Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم said, من هماني, two ambitious person, لا يشبعاني, they will never be quenched from their thirst or from their desire. Number one, من هم في العلم, going straight to the point, the one who is thirsty of knowledge, la yashba'a minhu, he is not, satisfied, he is not quenched from his desire. He will keep on looking for more and more for knowledge. And also in the same shoes, وَمَنْ هُمٌ فِي الدُّنْيَا, and as for the one who is greedy and desirous of the dunya, la yashba'u minha, he won't say that he is enough of it, he won't get contented from it, he won't get any the point whereby he will say that he is enough. So the first madani pearl deduced from this beloved hadith is that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam pointed out to us that not to be satisfied with the state of knowledge which we are, and to continue increasing knowledge. For example, if some student, they may say that, no, I finished the daraja sadisa, I'm on the last daraja, or the last daraja of the madrasa. No, that is not the finishing point of ilm. No, actually, it is the starting point of ilm. No one will say that is enough for ilm. Knowledge itself is like a sea. No one will see its shores. So we'll have got to continue seeking of knowledge, as this is from among the prerequisite, or from the some signs of iman. This will continue to be the trait of a believer hatta dukhulihi al-jannah, till the final moment wherein he is going to be admitted into Jannah. For this reason, let us see and let us try to note that it was a trait of the pious leaders. We are talking about the pious predecessors, the scholars from amongst them. When it was said to any one of them, up to when are you going to seek knowledge? Fayaqul, they used to reply, إِلَى الْمَمَاتِ, till I am going to be lowered in the qabr. قَالَ نُعِيمُ بِنُ حَمَّادٍ, Nu'aym ibn Hammad rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. To be specific now, like example of Nu'aym ibn Hammad rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, sami'tu Abdullah bin Mubarak, he said I heard Abdullah bin Mubarak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, when the people, they were trying to pinpoint on him for his desire in this quench, that he used to seek for hadith, he used to continue seeking for hadith despite that age was overtaking him. Faqalu lah, they said unto him, up to when are you going to sit down being a student and listen to the hadith? Up to when are you going to? They were thinking that he's embarrassing himself, not knowing that he's honoring himself. فَقَالَ فَأَجَابَ قَائِلًا, then he responded saying, إِلَى الْمَمَاتِ, up to the day I am going to be lowered to the qabr, up to the day when the ruh is going to separate from the body, that is the day whereby I am going to be separated from the class. وقال حسن بن منصور الجصاص قلت لأحمد بن حنبل رحمة الله تعالى عليه إلى متى يكتب الرجل الحديث قال إلى الموت. The tabi'i by the name Al-Hasan bin Mansur Al-Jassas, Al-Hasan ibn Mansur Al-Jassas rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, qultu, he said, I said, li Ahmad bin Hanbal, to Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, ila mata yaktubu ar-rajulu al-hadith, up to when, oh dear Imam, a man shall continue to write the ahadith, he is going to pen them down, the ahadith. قال إلى إلى الموت. Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he then responded him that till he is going to be lowered in the grave. So this is all the saying which point to us the importance of seeking knowledge and not to put a full stop. وقال عبد الله بن محمد البغاوي, Abdullah ibn Muhammad al-Baghawi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi said, سمعت أحمد بن حنبل رحمة الله تعالى عليه. You see now, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, his name is being put forward due to his quest, due to his desire, due to his zeal of knowledge. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala produce the like of them in amongst our generation. If we cannot photocopy 100%, but at least a copycat of this type of people, not just to copy the celebrity, the so-called celebrities of nowadays. Rather, we try to focus and we put our life in place and we try to focus and implement this teach and these teachings and the legacy which were left by the like of Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Then this man from the tabi'i, Abdullah bin Muhammad al-Baghawi, he said, سَمِعْتُ أَهِدْ Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi saying, I will keep on seeking knowledge till the day I am going to be lowered in the qabr. So this shows all the importance of trying to listen to knowledge and also trying to continue with knowledge. And it was said to some scholars, up to when a person is regarded that he is still in good condition to learn? Qal, they said, as long as he is good to live. They were asked, up to when can we say that somebody is still good to learn? They responded saying that up to that time, when as long as life is still good for him. So it means that as long as you are alive, you will still have good to learn. And Imam Al-Hasan Al-Basri, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, was asked, and Rajul, about a man, lahu thamanuna sanatan, that he is old, that he has got 80 years. 80 years is still intact. Is it good for him to seek knowledge? Is it still, mandatory for him? Or is it still suitable for him to seek knowledge? قال, then he responded saying, إِن كَانَ يَحْسُنُ بِهِ أَن يَعِشْ, as long as that 8 years is making him suitable enough to live then what is there a reason will make him to abscond for knowledge? As long as you are present in the dunya, you are still in the class. May Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal give us this principle and make us to understand that as long as we are in the dunya, we are still in the class. So let us try to utilize this class to take our lesson and try to ponder. So another hadith which we are going to listen today, Al-Hikmah hiya al-ilm. That wisdom, normally we heard about wisdom. Wisdom is none other than knowledge. We must know that, that wisdom is none other than knowledge. Actually, wisdom is a form of knowledge which we have got to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to endow us, our family, our children, our generations and generation and generation to come. Rawa ibn Abi Shayba an Abi Burda that ala hikmah, that is knowledge, dalat al mu'min, it is a lost property of a believer. That we must contend that it, that it's our lost property. Whenever it is, we must claim it. It is ours. It is the lost property of a believer. Ya'akhudha, whenever he find it, you will take it. Idha wajadaha. Whenever the chance, when he is told that there is a hikmah, in anything, you will take the hikmah where it is. Wala hikmah, hiya la'ilm. In the explanation, we are being told that ala hikmah, the hikmah which we are talking about here, hiya la'ilm, it is knowledge. Fa'idha faqadahu al-mu'min, that if a believer happen to hear that wisdom or al-hikmah is somewhere, he must consider it as his belonging. Like if somebody lost his precious, his diamond, his jewelry, his gold, whenever he finds that in certain place that his gold and his jewelry is there, you rush to go and get it. This is exactly the norm or the notion which we must develop as the believers, as Muslims, that whenever we are told that certain place there is a scholar who is teaching hikmah, that is knowledge, and al-Quran or al-Hadith, we must have with this zeal, like we are being told, like it's like our nafisa, something nafisa min nafais, like a jewelry or something precious from among the pearls of this dunya. So also knowledge is the pearls, from among the pearls of the year after. فَإِذَا وَجَدَهَا قَرَّ قَلْبُهُ. If somebody lost his jewelry, or if somebody lost his precious, is valuable, for his valuables, when he found any one of them, if he found his valuable which he lost, قَرَّ قَلْبُهُ, his heart will contend, وَفَرِحَتْ نَفْسُهُ بِوِجْدَانِهَا, then you'll be happy by him finding it back. This is exactly كَذَلِكَ. In the same manner, if a believer is told that his knowledge or something of which have got to do with knowledge, which is the precious, the pearl of his ruh and his soul and his heart, if he's told that it is found somewhere, like in the same manner, like how this person who found something of his physical, materialistic, precious thing is happy, so a believer also, he found knowledge, he must feel happy, he must take it like a precious thing which he must value it more. Viewers of Madani Channel, we are talking about the virtues of knowledge coming from the Ahadith. We are trying to, to deduce these Madani pearls. We have tried to, do so in order for us to have got an anachtody or a worldview, actually, how we must sharpen ourselves, how must we conduct in as far as knowledge is concerned. So we are talking about the virtues of knowledge. By doing so, we are putting ourselves in front of Ahadith and try to hear what the Ahadith are saying. So by doing this, we are also trying to deduce some Madani pearl, some points from the Ahadith. So now, Qala at-Tirmidhi, Imam at-Tirmidhi has said now the following Ahadith, which we want to, take some Madani pearl from it, which the pearl which we want to understand is that al-ilmu, knowledge, it is the sign of Iman. Knowledge, it is the sign of Iman. You cannot have Iman without any knowledge. How can you believe in something which you don't know? So you need to have got ilm. So if you have ilm, then this is the sign of Iman. Hadathana Qutayba, and also Qutayba narrated unto us, Hadathana Rauh bin Qaisin an Abi Harun al-Abdi an Abi Sa'id al-Khudri, on the authority of Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, people shall come from you, that is referring to the Ashab, referring to the Tabi'in, that people shall come unto you from angles of the earth, from the east, from the west. So when they come, فَإِذَا جَاءُكُمْ, when they come to you, فَاسْتَوْصُوا بِهِمُ الْخَيْرَ, give them a very good advice. Advise them. This is the importance of knowledge, that it will come as the advice of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. فَكَانَ أَبُو سَعِيدٍ إِذَا رَآنَا قَالَ. So Abu Sa'id, when he used to see a delegation, she got this from the narrator, he used to say that this Tabi'in, the narrator from the Tabi'in, who is Sufyan, also and Abi Harun and Abu Sa'id. So he is saying that when Abu Sa'id used to see the people coming to learn, he used to say, مَرَحَبًا بِوَصِيَّةِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. We welcome the will of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the advice of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We talk about good deeds. We want to make sure that the scale of our deeds will be heavy on the day of judgment. Nothing else will make our scale of deeds to be heavy on the day of judgment except the knowledge itself. Coming from the ahadith of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that talab al-ilm min afdal al-hasanat, that is the madani pill, not the hadith, that is the madani pill which we want to emphasize and to prove from the following hadith, that seeking knowledge, it is the best form of doing good deeds. فَطَلَبُ الْعِلْمِ, for verily seeking of knowledge, مِنْ أَفْضَلِ الْحَسَنَاتِ, it is from among us the good traits of the good of the hasanat. وَلَحَسَنَاتِ, and we must know, viewers of Madani channel, that good deeds, يُذْهِبْنَ سَيِّئَاتِ, it will wash away evil deeds. So congratulations, maybe perhaps the chance, it will be that when you go out to seek for knowledge, that process of seeking knowledge, it can be a kafara for you, for as an atonement of your minor sins you may have committed during the journey of your life. وَقَدْ رُوِيَ أَنْ عُمَرْ بِنْ خَطَّابِ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَىٰ عَنْهُ, on the authority of Abu Hafsin, Umar ibn al-Khattab رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَىٰ عَنْهُ, that he said. This one is not in a hadith, but it is the saying of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the Amir al-Mu'minin, in a rajula, that he did a man, that he can come out from his home. Wa alayhi min al-zunub, whilst he is coming out from his home, he will be having huge sins, which will be in his record, mithlu jabal tahama, like the mountain Tahama. But now when he go and he listen to knowledge, khafa, the knowledge will make him to fear Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal. Wa raja'a wa taba, and it will make him to return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tawbah actually it is to return, taba, yatubu, it is mean to return, that's why it is called tawbah, because tawbah it means to return, yani to go back unto Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal. Fansarafa ila manzilihi, then he will return back to his home, wa laysa alayhi zambun, without even a single sin. Fala tufariqu majalisa al-ulama, then he terminated his discourse, he terminated his advice, he terminated his speech by a short advice which he gave, that fala, oh dear Madani, viewers of Madani channel, that fala tufariqu majalisa al-ulama, so don't stay away from the company of the scholars. So now it will make us to come to the conclusion of this episode. In conclusion, we say that keep on watching Madani channel, and whenever we watch the Madani channel, whatever good we learn, let us try to put it into practice, inform others, rectify our evil deeds, and put the Madani channel to be the mirror wherein we see ourselves and we try to reflect and we try to ponder. وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينُ صَلُّوا عَلَى الْحَبِيبِ صَلَى اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَلَى مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ.
The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge is the way